On Saturday, at about 8:45 in the morning, sheriff deputies responded to a rollover accident on Tollgate Canyon Road. The driver, a 47-year-old Wineship resident, smelled strongly of alcohol. Sheriff's Lieutenant Andrew Wright said a check showed her driver's license had been revoked for an alcohol offense, and she was required to have an ignition interlock device on her car, but didn't have one. Lieutenant Wright said the device is often required by the court for alcohol offenses.
And basically what it is it's a device that's professionally installed into the vehicle, and the operator of the vehicle has to blow into the device before the vehicle will actually turn on. And the purpose of that is to make sure that there is no alcohol on the breath of the operator, because they are considered by the state, the Driver License Division, an alcohol-restricted driver, meaning they can't have a drop of alcohol in their system when they operate that vehicle.
The driver was arrested for DUI and other offenses. A second mishap was reported late Saturday night, just after midnight, near Trailside Elementary.
It was just after midnight. He noticed there was a female that was in the parking lot of Trailside Elementary, had a dog with her. The deputy pulled up to check on the female because, you know, it was a late hour of the night. Typically, we don't find people, or people shouldn't be anywhere near a school at that time of night.
The woman was confused when she was asked for her ID or other basic information. A passing driver said there was a wrecked car in the intersection of Silver Summit Parkway and Trailside Drive. That's at the south end of the Trailside Park area.
The deputy asked this female if she had crashed her car, and she said that she had. They went back up to the vehicle. Apparently there was a bunch of items from inside the vehicle that was kind of thrown out into the roadway. At that point, they did the crash investigation, and she was arrested and booked into jail for leaving the scene of an accident.
Lieutenant Wright said at this time they don't know what caused the crash or the reason for the condition of the driver, who was identified as a 27-year-old Salt Lake woman. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.